KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8 o'clock, we have cloudy skies, a little light fog, and 26 degrees here in Atlantic. Temperature's been holding steady for the past couple of hours. We look forward to be partly cloudy to cloudy today with a chance of sprinkles or light rain and a high of 49. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you this hour by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Call 641-745-5253. Auditor of State Rob Sand on Monday released an agreed-upon procedures report on the City of Griswold for the period covering July 1st of 2018 through June 30th, 2019. The agreed-upon procedures engagement was performed pursuant to the Code of Iowa. Sand reported 8 findings related to the receipt and disbursement of taxpayer funds. The findings address issues such as a lack of segregation of duties, the fire department bank account held outside of the city's control, fire department questionable disbursements, and monies provided to nonprofit corporations in violation of Article 3, Section 31 of the Constitution of Iowa. Sand provided the City of Griswold with recommendations to address each of the findings. 6 of the 8 findings discussed are repeated from the prior year. The report noted the City Council there has a fiduciary responsibility to provide oversight of the city's operations and financial transactions. Oversight is typically defined as the watchful and responsible care a governing body exercises in its fiduciary capacity. A copy of the agreed-upon procedures report is available for review on the Auditor of State's website and on the link in the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The Ringgold County Sheriff's Office yesterday said 56-year-old Thomas Scott Kenton from Elston was arrested Friday night after authorities received a 911 call about a man with a gun at the Mount Air High School. Deputies arrived at the school shortly afterward. Kenton was subsequently arrested for carrying weapons on school grounds, possession of a dangerous weapon while intoxicated, and consumption of alcohol in a public place. He was being held at the Ringgold County Jail until seen by the magistrate. And a woman from Kellerton was arrested Friday night for domestic abuse assault first offense. 23-year-old Bailey Colleen Stark was booked into the Ringgold County Jail and held without bond until seen by a magistrate. Adair County ISU Extension and Outreach is partnering with the Adair County Health and Fitness Center to put on a self-defense workshop for women. You might have heard about that at 7:30 on Heartbeat Today. Retired Iowa State Trooper Kenny Jensen will be leading the workshop and will provide conversations, demonstrations, and instructions on how women can defend themselves in dangerous situations. The workshop will be held on Sunday, April 5th from 7 until 9 p.m. at the Adair County Health and Fitness Center in Greenfield. The registration deadline is Monday, March 30th. The cost of the workshop is $30, and every woman will go home with a flashlight stun gun, which is included in the cost of the registration. If you'd like to register, stop by the Adair County Health and Fitness Center. Registration is due at the time. Our registration cost, that is due at the time of your registration. The Warren Cultural Center in Greenfield will host a forum on agriculture and the economy this Thursday, March the 12th, beginning at 7 p.m. Grant Gerlach, a reporter for Iowa Public Radio who grew up on a farm near Cumberland, will moderate a panel of 3 local agriculturalists, farmers Rhonda Beam and Dan Dreher, and ag lender Paul Nelson, about their challenges in this rural economy. Dr. Alejandro Plastina, professor of economics at Iowa State University, will then offer the keynote address and share his views of the impact of agriculture on the economy at the local, state, and national levels. After Dr. Plastina speaks, he and the agriculturalists will answer questions from the audience related to ag and the economy, again moderated by Grant Gerlach. Whether you're a farmer, live in a rural area, or in the city, you're invited to learn more about how farmers are faring in this economy and what that means for our local communities, for Iowa, and for the U.S. There is no charge, but a free will offering is appreciated. Soulshine Food Truck will be parked at the Warren Cultural Center opening at 5 p.m. That's again this Thursday. The public is encouraged to purchase a supper from them and go upstairs to the auditorium at the Warren Cultural Center, where tables are set up and conversation is invited. The Cass County Master Gardeners, or CCMG, are once again offering a $1,000 scholarship to local students with applications due April 1st. The scholarship is available to students who are graduating seniors or graduates from any one of the following area school districts: Atlantic, Clarinda, Cam, Exira EHK, Griswold, or Red Oak. The goal of the Master Gardener program is to support horticultural extension, or rather education and community service. CCMG members provide many hours of volunteer service and gardening education within their local communities. Accordingly, this scholarship is intended to provide post-secondary funds to individuals who are studying or intend to pursue a career in the horticulture-related field. The scholarship winner will be selected based on academic success, history of community service, and career goals related to horticulture. Demonstration of past interest and experience in horticulture would be very helpful. The scholarship is for those pursuing post-secondary education during the 2020-2021 school year and the recipient will be notified of their award honor before May 20th for planning purposes. A scholarship check will be issued on January of 2021 in the student's name directly to the academic institution upon receipt of an official grade transcript for the completed fall 2020 semester. A previous scholarship recipient may reapply, but an individual may only receive a total of 2 scholarships from the program. The application form is available through the high school guidance departments or on the Cass County Extension's website at www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass. Applications should be mailed to the Cass County Extension office or emailed before the April 1st deadline for consideration. Questions and more information can be found on the same story on the news page at kjan.com and the Ag and Outdoor page as well. 2 students with the CAM School District are the 2020 winners of the Daughters of the American Revolution, or DAR, American History Essay Contest. 6th grade student Colin Bauer and 7th grader Sydney Amdor won for their essay, The Voyage of the Mayflower. Each student participant receives a certificate of participation from the chapter, and the chapter winners receive bronze medals and certificates. The DAR's History Essay Contest was established to encourage young people to think creatively about our nation's great history and learn about history in a new light. Essays were judged for their historical accuracy, adherence to the topic, organization of materials, interest, originality, spelling, grammar, punctuation, and neatness. 2020, by the way, marks the 400th anniversary of the Voyage of the Mayflower and the founding of the Plymouth Colony. Elsewhere in area news, the Adair County Sheriff's Office yesterday reported 4 people were arrested March 1st at a property in Stewart. 32-year-old Lee Delmer Gall of Stewart was arrested for possession of a short-barrel rifle after officers with the Toledo, Iowa Police Department, assisted by Adair County deputies, executed a search warrant at 1380 Stewart Road. The rifle was discovered in the basement. Gall admitted knowing the illegally modified weapon was in his home. He was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia after a glass pipe was discovered in his garage. The pipe is typically used to smoke marijuana. The search warrant had been obtained February 29th with regard to stolen property obtained by the Toledo Police Department. Gall was later released on a $5,000 cash or surety bond. 34-year-old Rachel Ann Johnson of Stewart was located inside the home and arrested for violation of a no-contact order that was issued to protect Lee Gall. Johnson told police that Gall was only there to drop off their children. She was later released on bond. 28-year-old Melissa Rose Canova of Ankeny was arrested for possession of methamphetamine after the search warrant was conducted in Stewart. She was staying in a camper on Gall's property. A search of the camper resulted in the recovery of drug paraphernalia and suspected meth in small plastic containers. Canova was released later that day on a $2,000 cash or surety bond. And 37-year-old Trevor Randall Johnson of Windsor Heights was arrested at the same location for being a felon in possession of a firearm after 2 .25 caliber automatic handguns and ammunition were found on a counter in the camper where both he and Canova were staying. Trevor was released on a $5,000 cash or surety bond later that day. The news was brought to you today by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle. Give them a call at 641-745-5253. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.